This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Democrats suffer Senate defeat.
We have to keep working at it until we get it done.
President defends his record.
Look, I didn't overpromise.
Trump, legal setback.
The Supreme Court rejecting attempts to shield his records.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a major setback for Democrats in Washington, Senate rejection of a voting rights bill, and two members of the party joined with Republicans to shoot down a rules change designed to push the bill through. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
On this vote, the ayes are 52, the nays are 48.
President Biden's landmark voting legislation failed in the Senate late Wednesday night.
This is a moral moment in America.
After nearly 12 hours of heated debate over changing filibuster rules to get the bill through,
they would shatter the soul of the Senate for short-term power.
This is an unprecedented, coordinated attack to make voting harder for eligible citizens.
Facing a wall of unanimous Republican opposition, Democrats were dealt back-to-back losses without being able to change Senate procedures, eliminate the filibuster, and pass sweeping voting rights law. One of the holdouts, West Virginia's Joe Manchin.
Eliminating the filibuster would be the easy way out. It wasn't meant to be easy.
The proposed voting legislation would have allowed for early voting and no excuse mail-in voting nationwide, and it would have made Election Day a federal holiday. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus took a last-minute stand outside the Senate, but walked away knowing the voting rights law was set to fail.
The Senate action late last night came just hours after President Biden's marathon news conference.
Standing for questions for nearly 2 hours, the president insisted his administration has made enormous progress.
I have probably outperform what anybody thought would happen.
But with his social spending bill stalled in the Senate, Mr. Biden endorsed a plan to pass big chunks of his Build Back Better agenda. He raised eyebrows with this response to a question about what he'd do if Russia invades Ukraine.
It depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Afterward, the White House issued a statement clarifying that any Russian invasion will be met with a decisive response. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
CBS's Cammie McCormick says the United States is part of a growing effort to help Ukraine.
A State Department official says they're utilizing all available security cooperation tools to help Ukraine bolster its defenses in the face of Russian aggression. That now includes third-party transfers, allowing countries like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to provide equipment in their inventories that came from the U.S. The aim here is to show allies are getting equipment to Ukraine as quickly as possible.
Secretary of State Blinken is set to meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart. He's held discussions today with top European diplomats. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered a blow to former President Trump, turning down his bid to shield records from the House panel investigating the Capitol attack. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says those documents are held now by the National Archives.
It really didn't matter for the purposes of the Supreme Court order that he was former President Trump. This order makes clear that even if Trump were still in office, that it would have been proper for the House committee to seek these records.
The CIA now says most cases of the neurological illness known as Havana syndrome, first reported by CBS News Radio, were not caused by a foreign adversary. U.S. diplomatic staffers have had most of the cases. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Instead, the majority of reports can be reasonably explained by medical conditions or environmental and technical factors, including previously undiagnosed illnesses. After a cluster of cases was first reported in Cuba, U.S. diplomats and personnel stationed overseas said they experienced Havana syndrome symptoms, including in China, Austria, and Vietnam. Some told CBS News they heard ringing or loud piercing sounds and felt intense pressure in the face with pain, nausea, and dizziness. A recent study conducted for the State Department found the most plausible cause was directed pulsed radio frequency energy. The CIA said about two dozen priority cases remain unexplained, and the focus of active investigation, Russian and Cuban officials have consistently denied involvement.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Jury selection beginning today in the federal civil rights case against three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene when Derek Chauvin pinned George Floyd down with a knee on his neck. Floyd's death led to Chauvin's murder conviction and a guilty plea from him to the federal charges. Here's reporter Esme Murphy of affiliate WCCO.
While Derek Chauvin never testified in his state trial, legal experts, including Joe Tamburino, believe these three defendants will testify here.
They have to get up on the stand to say they did not aid and abet or help Mr. Chauvin deprive the rights of Mr. Floyd.
Tu Tao, who kept distraught bystanders from intervening at the scene, will likely argue he never touched George Floyd. Defense attorneys for J. Alexander King and Thomas Lane are expected to stress that they were rookies following orders.
Starbucks is the first major company to backtrack on an employee vaccine mandate after last week's Supreme Court ruling that rejected the Biden vaccination plan for large businesses. CBS's Carter Evans is reporting from Missouri, a state with a low vaccination rate and jam-packed hospital ICUs.
Since early December, cases here have nearly tripled. Out of 286 COVID patients, just 15 are vaccinated. Pamela Maples is not one of them. She was infected just after Christmas.
It sounds like you were scared to take the vaccine.
Yeah, I was. Everyone kept telling me not to.
What do you want those people to know now?
Take the vaccine. It's very, very important.
In North Carolina, there's an investigation into a truck crash that killed two U.S. Marines and injured 17 others. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Devin Rich says the 7-ton truck appeared to be going too fast for a turn.
It lost control and overturned, ejecting the Marines that were in the back of the truck out into the roadway.
NBC says it won't send announcers and most hosts to Beijing for the Winter Olympic Games because of COVID concerns.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
The lead singer of a 1950s doo-wop group has died.
Fred Parris was a teenager on military guard duty in Philadelphia. And thoughts of his girlfriend inspired the 1956 hit he sang with his harmony group, the Five Satins. They recorded the song in the basement of a church in Paris, native New Haven, Connecticut. It only reached number 24 on the Billboard pop charts, but became a multi-million seller through reissues and appearances on soundtrack albums. His music manager says Fred Parris died after a brief illness. He was 85. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actress Yvette Mimieux has died just days after her 80th birthday. She was the blonde, blue-eyed star of films like The Time Machine and Where the Boys Are in the 1960s. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.